Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Dundalk. It's a Friday evening, so what else did you expect? And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Good. Just had a nice lunch.
Nice.
Very nice. Was as well.
Yes,
well,
good stuff. What did you make of Dundalk tonight, Andy?
One or two races really appealed to me. Some betting mediums, others not so. But that's usually the case. But a lot of old favourites there, and one or two horses I've tipped before as well that I think will continue the good work.
Okay, good, let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 6:10 this evening. We start with a handicap over 5 furlongs, and Strategic Heights heads the betting and has been backed as well today, 7-2 into 5-2 at the time of recording this. 100-30 for Sylvan Mist. Dan's Gift is 4s, 9-2 for Majestic Timeline, a bit of a nibble on that as well from 11-2, and then 5-1 or bigger prices for the others. Talk us through your thoughts in the opener, Andy.
Yeah, interesting that Strategic Heights has been very well backed. A horse that absolutely adores this venue. 3 wins in 12 starts and just taken a while really to find its feet of late. But a good run, an eye-catching run from a bad draw last week in a very strongly run and keenly contested 6 furlong handicap won by Serenity Spa. Should set this horse up for what could now be a productive winter, particularly as this horse is dropping back to its favourite trip tonight. Most of its form recently has been over 6, but does like being given a very forceful ride from the front, and he's usually quite a difficult horse to catch with a small field where the draw isn't going to be too much of an influence. I can certainly see why Connections have had a few quid on Strategic Heights. The danger looks to be this Dan's Gift, a horse trained by Sheila Lavery, a horse that I mentioned last time out to podcasters, one to keep an eye on. I think actually in truth this horse probably does want a little bit further than what it's been contesting currently. 5 furlongs last time out, doing all its best work at the finish from a slow start. But I've got a funny feeling tonight could be the night for Dan's Gift. Likely to get a strongly run race, courtesy of several front runners in the race. And if Dan's Gift doesn't get too far behind like he did last time out, he'll be very, very strong at the finish. So despite the money for Strategic Heights, money that I respect, I'm going to keep loyal and stay loyal with Dan's Gift, who, if he doesn't win tonight, will certainly do so in the near future.
Okay, Dan's Gift, the selection. In the opener then, the 6:40 is race 2 on the card, and this is a maiden over 6 furlongs, and Dark Alliance is the 10-11 favourite this morning. 11-2 for Robin's Choice. My My is 7-1 with 1 over you. 15-2 for Annie Irish. 9-1 for Breakneck Speed, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Dark Alliance is he's been a pretty ordinary maiden so far, Andy, but being trained by Mickey Halford and making his all-weather debut at Dundalk, I suppose that's why he's of interest, the fact that he's got experience as well. What do you make of him at the top of the market?
He's quite a difficult one to assess in many respects. His best run came when he was second to the Islander, Aidan O'Brien's Charge down in Cork. That was early on in his career. And we haven't seen him since the 7th of August when he finished mid-division in a 6-furlong handicap at Leopardstown. He's obviously been trained specifically for the all-weather, like quite a few Mickey Halfords have been. And with a yard in great form, who's to say that he can't defy his position in the market? He's by a side as well, Dark Angel, that have quite a few winners on the all-weather surface. He has got a tricky draw, however, to overcome in stall 11. I'm not absolutely convinced I'll be in a rush to take even money about this horse. There is an individual in this race that I'm really keen on here, filly by Olden Times called Annie Irish, who caught the eye first time up in a very hot maiden won by Manzuri, a race which I've told podcasters about on numerous occasions, that the likes of Adesti Fidelis and Kamikaze, second and third respectively, have both advertised the form. And it was such a strongly run race that the figure that Annie Irish posted, even though finishing eighth, far outweighs anything that any of the other horses in this race have already achieved. She was slowly away, obviously very, very green in the early stages, but did come home very strongly down the lane to get within hailing distance of the front runners. And I expect with a cleaner start tonight, Annie Irish to be very competitive here. She's already been nibbled at with William Hill in the market, and those shrewd individuals, I think, could well be rewarded there with Annie Irish each way in the 6:40.
Okay, Annie Irish in the 6:40. We move on to the 7:10 next, which is a median auction filly's maiden. It's over 7 furlongs, and we have a short price favourite in the shape of Avenue Montagna, who's even money. 11-8 for Barnes at Bay, 8-1 for Marrell. Show Me Love is 12s, 16s for Cool.com, and then 33-1 or bigger prices for the others. Priced up as a match this morning, Andy, between Avenue Montagna and Barnes at Bay there. Do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Avenue Montagna here from the John Murphy stable. Got a much better draw as well than her main market rival, Barnes at Bay, who's had a couple of runs on the all-weather surface already. Avenue Montagna hasn't had that luxury, but definitely got the best form, the pick of which was fourth behind Anipi, over 5 furlongs at the Curragh. I mean, you know, taking the winner out of it, she was up against horses like the Great War and Simply Star, certainly horses of fairly high reputation. Again, she was in deep last time we saw her in a listed race at Newmarket. So this is very much a climb down in class for this particular individual. She shows bright speed usually from the start. I think the trip step up in triple suit as well. She's by a side that often influences horses at getting beyond 5-6 furlongs. And I think she's probably just about got enough class to beat Barnes at Bay, who's run quite well in 2 starts, but has looked a little bit one pace down the lane. Certainly think the step up in triple suit Barnes at Bay, but that draw in stall 11 certainly can't do it any favours tonight. So Avenue Montagna, a strong order and a strong favourite in the 7:10.
Okay, strong order in the 7:10 there. Then in the 7:40, we're into an apprentice handicap of 7 furlongs. And the betting is headed by Marble Statuette, who's 13-8. Queen Aggie has been subject of a bit of market support, 4-1 into 11-4. 15-2 for Art Scene. Bel Bayardo is 8s with Norville. Your Pal Tal is 10s. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You've got proven course and distance form in Marble Statuette. An interesting running from the Tony Carroll in Queen Aggie going over there, Andy, and what do you make of the 7:40?
I think this is a straight fight between the front two in the market. The betting's got it about right. The speed figure track horse is very much the favourite here, Marble Statuette, filly by Mizzenmast, trained by Tony Martin, who had shown a series of decent runs on the all-weather prior to hitting the ball out of the park on the numbers here, carrying 10 stone last time out, when winning with quite a bit in hand, actually. And the form of the race has been working out quite well. We've already seen horses perform out of that race subsequently. If she's able to defy an £8 rise, then she's certainly the one to beat. Certainly the one that connections of Queen Aggie have got to fear the most. Tony Carroll has had a really fruitful time of things over in Dundalk in the last year or two. And, of course, he won here last week with an Oco. So hopes will be high that this four-year-old filly by Almadine will follow suit. She's been running really well at Wolverhampton of late. Winner 2 starts back on the 7th of November when winning with quite a bit to spare in the hands of George Downing. Then unfortunately couldn't follow up last time out in a very competitive race won by Malaysian Bolo, but that was largely due to the fact that she was drawn in stall 12 and had to be dropped in, and in the end she did really well to finish third. Conor Hoban, one of the best young riders over in Ireland, takes the ride here tonight, so his experience of the track will obviously stand him in good stead. And for those that have got the each way prices around about 4 or 5 to 1 this morning, I think you'd be sitting on a very safe bet there with Queen Aggie.
Okay, Queen Aggie then in the 7:40. Race 5 on the card tonight is the 8:10. This is a 3-year-old handicap over a mile. And Nadira headed to the betting, but is on the slide slightly from 6-4 out to 7-4. A bit of money for Plowboy, who's 4s into 100-30. Trademarked is 11-2. Money for Flannery, who's 10s into 7s. 7-1 for Jackie Ellis. Twists and Turns, 8-1 and 11-1. Or bigger prices for the others. So quite an active betting market here, Andy. Who do you like in the 8:10?
Yeah, well, having tipped Nadira last time out off the back of its scintillating performance on the 31st of October, I've got no reason to desert Thomas McCourt's filly, who's in fantastic nick, as we can see. Although she made quite heavy weather it last time out, I always thought she was going to win and beat Must Have Had It Hall. And, of course, that horse went on to win for the podcasters the following week. Her times are really good. She's got another low draw. And while she's in the form she is at the moment, I'm definitely not going to oppose her. Certainly interesting to see how Plowboy runs on its first run for New Connections course, trained by William Usson in England. Has got Polytrack form aplenty as well, so one to consider, but I'll have to go with Nadira. She's a straightforward selection, she's top of my ratings, and when that's the case, then if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Nadira then in the 8:10. The 8:40 is the penultimate race this evening. This is a handicap over the extended mile and a quarter for 4-year-olds and older, rated 47-65, and Alvar is the 3-1 market leader, was 4s earlier on in the day. 4-1 for Manarov. Mr. Lando is 9-2 with Steins. Christie's Call 13-2, and then 16s or bigger prices for the others. Alvar, Andy, at the top of the betting there, likes it at Dundalk. He's 4 times a winner at the course, and he's only £2 higher than his last win there as well. Do you think he could be ready to strike again?
Yeah, he certainly dropped into a grade where he should be very competitive, usually running in 0-70s, 0-80s, but this 0-65 should be easy mate for Alvar, considering his back class. And he caught the eye here last time out of Ramar, doing all his best work at the end. He's certainly going to be suited to the step-up in trip, so he's a massive player for the Inform stable. But I'm going to give one more go to Manoroff here, Thomas for Courts for you, Al, who got a terrible ride by Colin Keane here last time out when Gambledon was available at 3-1 in the morning last time and went off 6-4. Unfortunately, Colin Keane, from a bad draw, never got a good early position, was shoved out wide, was on the wing throughout the early stages and never got the horse tucked in at all. And then obviously coming down the line had very little left in the locker. That was over a mile and a half as well. Dropping back to a mile and a quarter, he's certainly definitely threatening to win a race. And I just think from a lower draw this time with Conor Hoban on board, he's definitely going to be worth another go. So Manoroff each way in the 840.
Okay, nice each way selection there then in the 8.40, and we finish in the 9.10 in this mile and a half handicap, and Shalimbar is the 5-4 favourite this morning. Sharjah sixes 7-1 for Minnow Street. Lumniak Abu is 17-2, 9-1 for That's Ours. Perfect 10-10s, and then 11-1 on bigger prices for the rest. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, it could be a big night for Tony Carroll. Of course, he got Maggie early on in the 7.40, and Shalimbar's got a good chance of rounding off what could be a memorable night for the British trainer. Winner last time out at Kempton, we know it stays really well, and obviously Joseph O'Brien's been booked, but it's a desperately short price at time of recording here for me to be getting involved in. And I'm going to go with Sharjah, a horse again that I've come to terms with in regular podcasts that I know quite well in recent times. He managed to win for us on the 31st of October, making all the running. And then he tried to do the same here a week later, but unfortunately bumped into the upwardly mobile and Inform He's Our Music, of course, ran another blinder here on Wednesday night. I think the form of that race is definitely the best in the field. And with Declan McDonough booked as well, of course, he rode this horse to victory, two starts back. I like that reassociation with that pilot. So let's go with Andrew Slattery's Inform 4-year-old Sharjah.
Okay, fantastic stuff, Andy. Let's just have a quick summary before you go, if you don't mind.
No problem. First race, the favourite's going to take all the beating here, Strategic Highs, but I'll go with Dan's Gift. He's certainly a horse to keep on the right side of. Little sneaky one for you in the 6.40, Annie Irish each way. Avenue Montagna should take care of the opposition in the 7.10. Queen Aggie looks a really good each way bet in the 7.40 if you can still get the price. Nadira has got every chance of completing the quick hat-trick in the 8.10. 8.40, interesting money for Alvar, but I'm going to give one more go for Manoroff, who was given a terrible ride here the last day. And in the final race, Sharjah looks a rock-solid each-way recommendation.
Fantastic work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy it in Dundalk tonight.
Will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.